We all care for our pets, and we all seek to give them the attention they need. Thanks to Vail Manitoba Operations, Vail, Thompson Neighborhood Renewal Corporation, TNRC, was able to open up a local spayed and neuter clinic for animals, by giving an $80,000 grant. The unofficial, soft opening was held on Saturday, October 21, where the large check was presented, making way for TNRC to begin operation towards the health of both beloved pets and abandoned, abused animals. Although their staff is highly trained, the original board members themselves started this with no more than a passion. As board members, none of us are vets, Thompson Humane Society board chairperson, Oswald Saw stated, further explaining that it's more their love for animals, and the goal to fulfill a need of the North that enabled him to hire key staff from the One Health program and Thompson Humane Society and open clinics such as this. This is just something I think everyone is passionate about. It's been something that's been a big worry for people of Thompson to have another service, and then also for animals that need it, said Stacy Kennedy, director of Manitoba operations for Vail. Up till now, Northern veterinary services have been difficult to find or afford, along with the shortage of staff and clinics. Their goal is to increase the amount of times they work per year, which is currently in the works to be approved for February. Saw explained that the intent of this building is to help complement and support the existing services we have. We want to expand into the community further, and expand into the community, he has, now after having a clinic out in March and another in the new year. Saw said that his hopes were to have 4 to 6 clinics here each year. This vision has been made possible by grants given by organizations such as PetSmart, which made way for the Nisikawayasik Cree Nation, NCN, clinic that opened up in March. A clinic such as this benefits us all, whereas even those of us who don't have pets, we as individuals or certainly our children are more protected from the bacteria transferred in dog bites or cat scratches. Spayed and neutering helps the numbers in lowering hormones such as testosterone, which affects the behavior and biologic safety of the citizens and animals. Tilda Matthias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.